everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
With us today is one of the world's leading global economists and author of the New York Times best-selling Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Now, with his latest follow-up to what General Jerry Boykin calls, quote, a critical read for every American, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack, is no less different. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome back to Testimony, a great honor indeed, Kevin D. Freeman. Kevin, welcome back to Testimony.
Thank you, Jensine.
Well, Kevin, you went on the record with Testimony 2 years ago discussing your first release, Secret Weapon, the why and the how of the economic collapse of 2008. You were asked by the Pentagon to do a brief, which you provided them in 2009, and they did nothing with it. Hence your book, Secret Weapon. Now, 5 years later, still nothing, Kevin, is being done. So you have written a book called Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. First question, what made you, Kevin, decide to write this book about preparing for financial terrorism?
Well, Jensine, I after the release of Secret Weapon, I appeared on a dozen major television programs, radio programs, and so forth, and I've traveled given 250 speeches across the country. And without fail, everywhere I go, whether it's an audience of 30, 50, or several hundred, someone in the audience will come up and ask, well, I believe you. I don't know what to do about it. What do I do with my money? How do I protect my family? And so Game Plan is designed to answer those questions and to direct people to exactly how they can deal with this very difficult economic challenge we're all facing.
Amen. Well, you talk about cyber economic threats. What are a few of the biggest cyber economic threats that face America today?
Well, on 60 Minutes, mid-December, General Keith Alexander, the four-star general who heads the NSA, came out and just made a startling statement, at least startling to most Americans, and that is, there are clearly foreign powers who have the ability to plant a virus and crash our economy. And then Deborah Plunkett from the same agency came out and said, don't be fooled. There are definitely nation states that have the motive, the means, and the opportunity to destroy the economy. And people just kind of dismissed it. And just shortly after that, it was released that Target had 100 million customers have their information stolen via cyber means. So what we're talking about is the ability for a nation state, a terror group, a criminal element to use the internet and cyber abilities and literally wreak havoc on our personal finances as well as our entire nation's finances. So the risk of cyber economic warfare, it can be in the form of hacking Target's database. It can be stealing secrets. It can be destroying the electric grid. It could be crashing the stock market. And we've seen evidence that all of those have been undertaken by enemies of the United States and certainly enemies of free people.
Wow. Has our government worsened our vulnerability?
Well, in some ways, yes. And one of the ways that a cyber economic attack could take place would be in a crashing of the U.S. dollar. And there's no doubt that the government run-up of almost $18 trillion in debt and the fiscal irresponsibility that we've had as a nation has made us more vulnerable. If we had kept our debt under control, the dollar would never be questioned. It would be the strongest currency in the world for decades to come. But because we've increased our debt so rapidly and so irresponsibly, there's no question that the government has made us more vulnerable to this type of economic attack. In other areas, part of it just comes with being a part of a digital world, and the government can't be blamed for that, although the government certainly isn't doing anything to protect citizens. We have made ourselves vulnerable because we put our entire lives on the Internet.
Wow. Well, let's talk about China. What is the threat of China against the U.S., or is there one? We owe them a lot of money. Where does that put America?
Well, the Bible teaches that the borrower is a slave to the lender. We are, in a sense, a slave to China in that respect, and it's altered our foreign policy. Because we owe them money, it affects the decisions that we're able to make on a global basis, and they remind us of this debt. And not to be just looking at history, we did the same thing to the British in the 1950s. We owned a lot of British debt at the time, and we were a surplus nation in capital, and so we dictated some of the British policies. So it is something that happens in history. But there is no monolithic China. There's the Chinese business community that wants to export to the U.S. and wants us to have a strong dollar, and they want to make money from us. There's the Chinese Communist Party that has five-year plans for dominance of the world. And then there's the People's Liberation Army that has intention of really forcing our military out of its strong position by defunding it via economic means. And so all three of them operate, and China's intention for the United States in the worst militant areas. In 2005, one of the leading generals said, if we got into a thermonuclear exchange with America, it might be worth it, even though 100 million Americans would die and countless Chinese, because we could emerge on top and victorious. If you start with that viewpoint, then China has very bad intentions for us. But some in the business community want us to prosper and succeed. So it depends, and there's a large Christian community in China. So it depends on which element we're talking in China, but the PLA is the one that scares me the most.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to global economist Kevin D. Freeman. You can get his book, Game Plan, at secretweapon.org. And also buy the book Secret Weapon before we go any further in our limited amount of time here today, Kevin. Americans are unsure of what to do with their money in these uncertain times. So, is gold the best answer? Cash in the mattress? What do you tell average Americans looking for financial advice?
The best financial advice, and it's what we sum up the book with, is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19, which says, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But instead lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroy nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And the reason I mention that is there is no safe place for money. It's just, and I walk through the book, gold has its advantages, and there's a place for gold, and it's great, and silver, and stock market, and the bond market, and cash in the bank, and cash. There's a place for all of those, but there are so many risks in the modern economy that there's no one pat answer that you can say, I'm going to throw all my money in gold, and I'll be taken care of. It just doesn't work. And the advice from 2,000 years ago from Jesus of Nazareth applies just as much today. I can tell you five things that go wrong with gold, five things that go wrong with stocks, five things that go wrong with bonds. So the answer is, depends on what form of challenge our economy is facing. It depends on what your personal situation is. And then when you mix those together, you can decide the right portfolio. There's a place to diversify broadly and then focus in times of stress. If we went into a currency collapse, you would want to have gold, you would want to have stocks, you would not want bonds, you would not want cash.
Wow. You've handled billions and billions of dollars, John Templeton. Your list of credentials and acknowledgments and endorsements in your book, Game Plan, is astounding. General Jerry Boykin is just one of them. So you've counseled and been an advisor to the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, a myriad of government officials, yet no response from them. Kevin, that's why I wanted to bring you on testimony. If we're not getting help from our government, then we as Americans need to shore up and do what we need to do. In Game Plan, you lay out many different threats that America faces, all with different outcomes, which we just talked about a little bit. What is the best comprehensive way for us to prepare when disaster strikes, if and when disaster strikes?
Well, step number one is to be informed, and the book Game Plan walks through that. I have a blog at secretweapon.org that I keep updates on what we see happening in the economy and around the world. And when you're informed, then you have the opportunity to decide what to do and how to move. And I think back to when I was a child, we had civil defense drills in school. We would put our heads under desks, and, you know, if there was a tornado, we would do one thing. A nuclear blast, we would do another. Although I'm not sure how our desk would protect us from a nuclear blast. We still had drills, and we'd practice. What Game Plan does is it gives you those personal drills. If there's going to be damage to the electric power grid, and there's a lot of reasons to believe that will happen at some point in our lifetimes, either on an isolated regional basis or even nationwide, do you have water? Because water requires electricity to pump to get to your home. Do you have food and flashlights and so forth? So it's got that civil defense aspect. What about your 401k? Does it have a civil defense plan? What are you going to do if we start to see that the stock market comes under attack? And the stock market regularly does have serious drops. What happens if there's a flash crash like we had in 2010, but it's instigated by a foreign terrorist using our own trading algorithms? So it tells you what you need to prepare to do. For one thing, you don't want to have all your systems electronic. You don't want to have your stock portfolio and your statements and all the confirms all come to you electronically. You want paper copies, and it's a pain to keep them, but you want to keep them so you can prove that you own what you own if something really bad happens in the stock market. So simple things like that are mentioned and covered in the book, as well as how to address very large threats that are very real. They may have low probability, we hope, but they're very real threats.
Kevin, you're a strong Christian and a believer, and that is why I really wanted to promote your book as well. You're not just coming from it from the monetary standpoint, but from a spiritual standpoint. In our remaining few seconds here, would you address the spiritual aspects of making sure you are financially sound?
Well, it goes back to Matthew 6. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. God has given us possessions not for exclusively for our use and enjoyment, although that's important too, but they're his possessions, and they're to be used for his kingdom. And so protecting them as a good steward is important. You can't bury them in the backyard any more than the man could bury the talents and achieve God's purposes. You have to be willing to go forth. You can't invest, though, unless you have confidence and you have a belief that you have a game plan. And so the reason I wrote the book is to give people a game plan. How do I protect the assets God has made me steward over, and then how can I use them for his kingdom?
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kevin D. Freeman, global economist and author of his latest Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. You can get Kevin's book at Amazon or wherever books are sold. Kevin, thank you for being with us on Testimony today for your wonderful, marvelous work. God bless you.
Thank you, Jensen. God bless you.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.